Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Zayin. Today's daf is the very last daf of Masechta Shabbos. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Le'ili Nishmas Mary Yosef Ben Avram Alav Hashalom by his children and grandchildren. It's also sponsored anonymously for Shalema, for Shlomo Yehuda Ben Miriam Magda, and a Mazel Tov to the sponsors. Friend Sam for finishing Masecha Shabbos together. It's also sponsored by the Oaken family in honor of our shir, and it's also sponsored by Ron Markovitz in honor of our shir and appreciation of our collective siyum on Masecha Shabbos. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Kuf Nun Vav Mem Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Vav Mem Beis. So the Mishnah is going to discuss some issues relating to Hilchos Muktzah, and that's the sugya that takes us until the very last Mishnah is going to be just some final Piskei Halacha. We had this Machlokas that ran through the entire Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, about how strictly we view Muktzah, and we're going to come to some final Piskei Halacha when it comes to Muktzah. Then the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Masechta on Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, is going to talk about doing Ataras Nedarim on Shabbos, or Afaras Nedarim on Shabbos. Can a husband be made for his wife's Nedarim on Shabbos? And the Gemara is going to discuss different circumstances and distinctions between when there's still time after Shabbos to do it, if it's Letzarech HaShabbos or not Letzarech HaShabbos, and then the Masechta is going to end with a couple of inyanim relating to measuring things on Shabbos, that normally Medida is Asr on Shabbos, but a couple of possible exceptions that when it comes to measuring different items on Shabbos. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Vavim Beis. Says the Mishnah, Mechatchines Adluin Lefnei Behema, you're allowed to cut up some gourds in front of an animal on Shabbos, even though Beit HaShemashos, when Shabbos began, you were planning on using that for Michael Adam, you were planning on using it for people to eat, but nevertheless, we do not consider it to be Muktzah. You're allowed to cut them up for a Behema, and you're also allowed to cut up a Nevela in front of dogs, even though it only became a Nevela on Shabbos. So Beit HaShemashos, when Shabbos began, you were planning on having that animal to be able to eat for yourself. One day you wanted to shecht that animal and eat it, but then it dropped dead on Shabbos, and now it's a nevela, and as a nevela, you're allowed to feed it to your dogs on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im lois a nevela meir of Shabbos asura l'fi sheinim in amuchan. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If it was not a nevela already on erev Shabbos, then it's going to be asur because it's not already designated for that use on erev Shabbos, for feeding to dogs on erev Shabbos. It was designated for human use, for human food on erev Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything that bein hashmashos of erev Shabbos was designated for a particular use is muktzah for that use, and you're not allowed to use it for anything else. You're not allowed to be metatel it for the entirety of Shabbos. So now the Gemara is machlokas amurayim as far as muktzah, how we paskin as far as muktzah is concerned. So itmar amar ula halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that something that was muktzah when Shabbos began for a particular use, muktzah meaning designated, set aside for a particular use, you're not allowed to be metaltal it for anything else. Va'af Rav savar alach Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav too holds that the alach is like Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that? Me dekrachi dezuze, from the mats that they used to cover the schora in the boats with when they would bring items to sell on boats. They would cover it with these because obviously the water would come overboard all the time, so they would cover it with these mats. So derav asa Rav held you're not allowed to be metaltal those mats because they were Muktzah for covering schora. So if they were designated for covering schora, which is not something you're supposed to be doing on Shabbos, so mele, you're not allowed to be metalta those mats. That's what Rashi sounds like he's saying. Tosa says that it can't be that that's what it means, because that since Rav holds that it's also to be metalta them, he holds as far as tiltal like Rabbi Shimon, that a person is not maksimi daito, something that's designated for something else, if it's ratway for another use. And therefore Tosus explains that the machzalos or muktzah machmas mius, because you cover fish and other things that are gross and dirty and smelly with them. So it's not just stam that you're maksim them for some other use. It's considered to be muktzah machmas mius. Ushmuel shari, and Shmuel allows it because he passes like Rabbi Shimon holds that even if you designate an object for a particular use, a person is not maksim midaito from some other use. And va'av Levi savra lach Rabbi Yehuda. Levi also holds that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Let me see if I can just mute the person who's making noise. if everyone could just mute themselves. Okay. Oops. Am I still on? I'm still on. Va'af Levi Savar Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Levi also holds that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What do we have so far paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? We said that Amar Ula Alach Rabbi Yehuda. We said Va'af Rav Savar Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Now Af Levi Savar Alach Rabbi Yehuda. He had the Levi Kavu Maisi Trifta L'Kamei B'Yom Tova, when they would bring an animal that was a treifa in front of him on Yom Tov to see if it's, or an animal that potentially was a treifa, to check and see if it was a treifa. La V'Chazilei. He wouldn't check it. He wouldn't look at it, Ella ki yasava kilkalisa, unless he was sitting right next to an ashba, so that he could discard it immediately, because he knew that it was going to be aser betiltal if it turned out to be a treifa. Why? Damar dilma lo miskashra. Maybe the animal is going to be a treifa. Afilu leklavim lo chazia, and then it's not going to be roi for anything, because when Shabbos started, this animal was designated for achilas adam. So if it turns into a treifa, it's going to be totally mukta. So you see that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda as well. So those are three major sheets of Amoraim that all paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Ushmuel Amar halacha Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel says we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. The Avziiri Savar halacha Rabbi Shimon, and Ziiri also holds that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Tosfos raises the question: Dibra Maskul Shmuel. Why does the Gemara have to bring that Shmuel holds halacha Rabbi Shimon? We already said that's Shmuel Shita, that halacha Rabbi Shimon, because he allowed being metaltal the machzalos, that which they covered the things with on Shabbos, right? We said that when it came to the midkrachi dezuzi, we said to Rav Aser Shmuel Shari. When we were proving that Rav Asers, that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, we mentioned already that Shmuel holds that it's mutter. So Tos says that the muktzah over there is a more light form of muktzah than what our sugya is dealing with. And what they mean is that according to Tosos, the machzalos are muktzah machmas miyos, and our sugi is talking about balei chayim that die on Shabbos, which is muktzah machmas iser, which is a more chamor form of muktzah than muktzah machmas miyus. So that's tosos l'shitaso. Because remember, we said the covering of the things in the boats, right? Rashi didn't say it was muktzah machmas miyus. It was tosos that suggested that it was muktzah machmas miyus, and therefore he thinks that that's not such a great raya as far as Shmuel holding like Rabbi Shimon. So we have to go out of our way right now and say that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Shimon. Va'av ziiri savar alach Rabbi Shimon. Ziiri also holds alach Rabbi Shimon. Ditnan. And the basis is a Mishnah Maseches Beitza. Behema Shemesa lo yizizenu mimukoma. If a behema dies in Yom Tov, it's aser betiltal. You're not allowed to move it. V'tirgama ziiri, and ziiri touched up the Mishnah. Behemas kachim, that it must be talking about a behemas kachim, that since it's aser bana, so you're not allowed to feed it to dogs. Aval b'chulin, but if it was a behemas chulin that dropped dead on Yom Tov, shapir dami, then you're allowed to feed it to dogs. V'af Rabbi Yochanan Amar Alach Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan also says that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So you have three Gedolei Amoraim on each side, whether we pass like Rabbi Yehuda or we pass like Rabbi Shimon. So what do we do with that when you have three Gedolei Amoraim on each side? Says Gemara, let's look for Mishnayos, and let's see if there's a Stam Mishnah anywhere that will tell you one way or the other. So the way the Gemara says is, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hathi? Could Rabbi Yochanan really say we pass him like Rabbi Shimon? Aye, but Vamar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha K'Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is a rule that we always pass him like a Stam Mishnah, Utnan, and there's a Stam Mishnah in Maseches Beitza that seems to indicate otherwise. It says, "Ein mevakin etzim min hakoros." You're not allowed to chop wood for firewood from beams that are designated for building materials. V'lo min hakoros shenishbara b'yom tov, nor from a beam of a roof that had broken on Yom Tov and is no longer usable for building material. Now it's only going to be usable for firewood. And the reason that you're not allowed to use that wood for firewood on Yom Tov, when you're allowed to feed fuel to a fire, is because since Ben Hashmashos, when Yom Tov began, this was designated as building material. So now the we assume that they're huktza for that purpose, and you're not allowed to use them for anything else. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the whole machlokes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is if when Yom Tov started, something was designated for a particular usage. Now it's no longer fit for that usage. Is it aser betiltal? Are you allowed to use it for that which is mutar on Yom Tov? So this Mishnah apparently tells us that it's aser betiltal. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Here's a Stam Mishnah that calls like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you're makta something for a particular usage, you're not allowed to use it for something else on Yom Tov. So how Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Yochanan, hahuk Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Masnila. Rabbi Yochanan, when he learned that Stam Mishnah, it wasn't a Stam Mishnah. He had at the end of that Mishnah the words divri Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So it wasn't a Stam Mishnah. It tafka followed the shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So let's try another Stam Mishnah. Tashma, we have another Mishnah also in Maseches Beitza that maschilin ba'arimas hateven, that you're allowed to use a pile of straw, to begin to use a pile of straw on Yom Tov, even though up until now you were not using that bundle of straw, because stam teven is meant for firewood. So the Gemara assumes that we're talking about teven that's only usable for firewood, it's not usable for animal feed. Avalo be'etzim shabamukta, but you're not allowed to begin to use the wood that's in your backyard, in your storage shed, because you didn't have das on Erev Yom Tov to use that for firewood. So you see a stam mishnah that if ben hashmashos, those etzim were not meant to be used lahasaka, they were not meant to be used for firewood, so you're now not allowed to use them for firewood on Yom Tov. That is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan is going to pass like Rabbi Shimon? Here we have a Stam Mishnah, Maseches Beitza, that says just like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan always passes like a Stam Mishnah. Answers Gemara, no, the kind of wood we're talking about over there is totally different. We're talking about Erez wood and Ashuach wood, which is also a type of cedar wood, which is very, very expensive, and no one would ever use such wood for firewood. You don't throw mahogany into a fire. You save that for making nice furniture. The muksa machmas chesun kis, that's considered to be muksa machmas chesun kis. Rabbi Shimon mode, even Rabbi Shimon would agree in such with such wood that is considered to be muksa, and you're not allowed to use it for firewood in Yom Tov. So that's not a raya that we have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. A third and final attempt at a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, also in Maseches Beitza. Tashma. Ein mashkin v'shochtin es hamidbarios. You're not allowed to give to hydrate and then shecht on Yom Tov animals that are that graze out in the fields and they sleep outside of the tchum. They're not domesticated. They don't live in the city. And the reason is because ben hashmashos you didn't have das to shecht them like shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that because you didn't know you were going to have access to these animals. You had no plans to shecht them. They wandered into the city, and now you want to give them to drink to make it easier. The reason you want to hydrate an animal before Shkita is because when he's very hydrated, so then it's easier to pull the skin off afterwards. So you want to give him a lot to drink, and then shecht him, but that's like Shkita's Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to do that, because it wasn't designated for that purpose when Yom Tov began. Aval, mashkin v'shochtin sapayasos. You're allowed to do that with behemos that maybe graze chutz l'tchum, but they go to sleep back at night inside the tchum, so you're dying is on those animals the whole time. You plan on using those animals to shecht them. But again, Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. So how can Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Shimon against the Stam Mishnah? So Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrina Ashkach. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan had a different Stam Mishnah that holds like Rabbi Shimon, and he paskins like that Stam Mishnah. Well, where do we find a Stam Mishnah that paskins like Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, the first two attempts we said, no, there is the first two attempts at a Stam Mishnah we rejected. We said those are not a Stam Mishnah that Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. The third one we said in a chinami, it is a Stam Mishnah Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, but we have a competing Stam Mishnah that Pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. What's the competing Stam Mishnah? Well, this is a Mishnah we already had just a couple of weeks ago, right before Tishbav, that Beishamai said that you're allowed to lift up from the table the atzamus uklipin, the bones and the shells that are left over from the Suuda, if they're royal Michael Behema. Even though Ben Hashmashos, it was part of human food, it was part of people food, the atzamos and the klipin, it was attached to things that you were going to eat. So that's like Rabbi Shimon, that a person is not going to be maksimi daito, something that's usable on Shabbos, even if it wasn't designated for that use when Shabbos started. Ubeisilel osrim, Beisilel omrim rather, misalik is a tavla kulo menara. Beisilel says, it's the same effect, that you're not allowed to just lift it off by hand, you have to shake off the table from the shells and the bones, stones, meaning they're really muktza. You have to be misalik, because they lift up the whole board that forms the tabletop and shake it off, and then the bones and the shells are just going to fall off on their own. And then in such a case, it's mutter, because you're not being metaltel biyadayim, you're not physically moving it by hand. So right now it sounds that Beis Hillel is more machmir, that Beis Hillel is like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, this is supposed to be the Stam Mishnah that says like Rabbi Shimon. So we're not in good shape right now, because so far Beis Hillel is saying like Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, Vam Rav Nachman, Anu Ein Lanu Ella, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Shimon. We have a version of that Mishnah where it's flipped, where Beis Shammai says like Rabbi Yehuda and Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon, that you're actually allowed to lift them off of the table. So based on that Mishnah, that Beis Hillel is passing like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan said, we passing like Rabbi Shimon, because here's a Stam Mishnah that's like Rabbi Shimon. Not exactly a Stam Mishnah, it's a Mishnah that says that Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon, so Rashi seems to say, it's the same effect as a Stam Mishnah, since Beis Hillel is like a Stam. It's the same thing as a Stam. In Madana Yom Tov, on the bottom of the Rash, he says that Rashi's, the Girsa in Rashi should be Beis Hillel Chashiv Mistam. Not that Beis Hillel is a chashiv kistama, or he's just like a stam. Beis Hillel chashiv mistama. He's more important. It's better than having a stam mishnah. That having a stam mishnah, okay, you may have a rule that halacha k'stam mishnah, but everybody has a rule that halacha k'Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. So, meaning, and what Rashi's really explaining over here is not just that. Oh, don't worry, Rabbi Yochanan found another stam mishnah, so he's not forced to paskin like the first Stam Mishnah that we found, that Paschal is like Rabbi Yehuda. No, better than that. We now know why Rabbi Yochanan chose this Stam Mishnah and not the other Stam Mishnah. Because if you're going to, if this Stam Mishnah is Beis Hillel, of course this Stam Mishnah is going to be more authoritative than the other Stam Mishnah. The Ritva writes this way explicitly as well, that Beis Hillel is better than the Stam Mishnah, because halachah k'Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah, and it's ki'ilu, there's only one real daya over here. If you recall, when we had that sugya about shaking off the table, we discussed if you have date pits and what to do with those, and we had a machlokas about that, and that's where we had Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas, where we said that Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas, when he had date pits, he didn't want to get involved in the machlokas, so he would spit them behind the couch or something and then clean them up after Shabbos, so he wouldn't have to deal with how to remove them from the table on Shabbos, and that way he didn't have to get involved in machlokas. So my friend Rabbi Cheskel Freundlich from Montreal emailed me or texted me. He told me that the Tosefta, I mentioned this on Tisha B'Av, that the Tosefta, when it quotes that Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas about spitting out the pits, the Tosefta concludes on Vasnusu Shel Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas Hichrivas Beisenu V'Sarafas Heichaleinu, that the Anivus of Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas destroyed Rabbi Samigdash. Now, in the Kamsa Bar Kamsa story, it makes sense, because he didn't come to a conclusion of what to do about the situation, and he kept on being gun shy, about how to handle the situation. But about spitting the date pits, he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, but it was that indecisiveness, that lack of leadership to be able to say that we paskin this way. So that itself was an overarching issue in his leadership, apparently, that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, pligi bar Ravach of Ravina. There is a machlokas now as far as how to paskin Hilchos Muktzah between Ravach and Ravina. Chad Omar b'kala Shabbos Kula, in all machlokas Rabbi Shimon as far as Shabbos is concerned, Allah Rabbi Shimon levar. Except for when it comes to muksa machmas miyus, something that's muksa because it's disgusting. Over there, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a person is maksimidaito, something that's disgusting. Umay nihu, what's an example of something that's disgusting and you wouldn't use for anything else on account of it being disgusting? Ner yashan, a ner meaning the klicheres that was all that they used to hold the oil and the wick in and light it in, which is old. It's already been used, so such an error becomes ma'us, and therefore you're not allowed to be metaltalit for any sort of tzarech, even if it wasn't lit on that Shabbos. V'chad amar b'mutzah machmas miyus nami alacha Rabbi Shimon. Even on mutzah machmas miyus, we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, that a person is not makzit midaito unless it's really, really disgusting, like a graf shel ra'i. Levar mi mutzah machmas iser. The only case we're going to pass on like Rabbi Yehuda is in the case of mutzah machmas iser, something that was usher to use ben hashmashos, because then somehow over the course of Shabbos the Isser went away. So how do we now treat that item? So that's where we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that since when Ben HaShemashos happened, when Shabbos began, it was muktzah machmas iser, so it remains muktzah for the entire day. Umayni, what's an example of something that when Shabbos began it was muktzah because there was an iser associated with it, and now that iser just disappeared? Ner shadlika babalsa Shabbos happens every single week. You lit a candle on that erev Shabbos, and it extinguished in the middle of Shabbos. So when Shabbos began, you were not allowed to be metaltel it because it was a basis. The entire ner was a basis to the flame, and the flame is muktzah, and you're not allowed to be metaltel that ner even after the flame goes out. So that's why we're not allowed to pick up our candlesticks. You're not allowed to pick up your leichter on Shabbos, even on Shabbos day. You're not allowed to pick it up because the whole thing became a basis l'davra aser. The only way to move it, so that's what the poskim suggests. The only way to move it is by making it a basis l'davra aser u'l'davra muter. If you put the leichter on a tray and then you put another item on a tray that's more valuable than the leichter, a diamond ring or something like that, so then you can pick up the leichter because it's a basis l'davra aser u'l'davra muter. But the ner itself, what they're talking about is this little kli cheres that all it really held was the oil, the wick, the flame. So that's a basis l'davra aser, and that's going to be muktzah for the entirety of Shabbos. Tosfos explains that even according to this day, not by every muktzah machmas iser that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, it's only muktzah machmas iser that's more chamor, meaning that this is the most chamor form of muktzah machmas iser because you were docha biyadayim, and there that was lit that week. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since it was he lit it, he was docha biyadayim because he was demonstrating that he had no intention to use that over Shabbos for anything else. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also be metaltel a ner so long as the wick is actually lit because it's a basis for the shalheves. But muktzah machmas iser where you were not docha biyadayim and then the iser went away, what would be such an example of muktzah machmas iser that you didn't do it biyadayim and then the iser goes away? A chola sheyesh bo sakana and they shechted a behema for the chola. We don't say that since that behema was muktzah ben hashmashos, because ben hashmashos it was lacking shechita, so it was not roi lachila, that it's muktzah the entire day. In that case, says Tosfos, we pass on like Rabbi Shimon that when shechter on Shabbos and the iser goes away, so then it's mutter even for a healthy person to eat from the meat, even if the chola got sick on Shabbos, because even when it was alive, you were never docha biyadayim. You just didn't do anything with it to designate it for use on Shabbos. You didn't shecht it before Shabbos, but you were never docha biyadayim. You never made it unusable on Shabbos. So that's what Tosfos distinguishes between two different types of muktzah machmas iser. The muktzah machmas iser of a ner, you were docha biyadayim. That's much more severe. Aval, says the Gemara Vayter, Muktzah Machmas Chesron Kis, Afilu Rabbi Shimon Mode. If something were Muktzah Machmas Chesron Kis, something that you would never use for anything else on account of it being, of not wanting to ruin it because of its expense, so even Rabbi Shimon would be Mode that it's also to be Metaltal Muktzah Machmas Chesron Kis. How do I know that? Tanan, there's a Mishnah that we had earlier in the Masechta. Kola Kelim Nitalim B'Shabbos, even Kelim Shemlachtam L'Isser, you're allowed to be Metaltal on Shabbos, and like Rabbi Shimon, who allows being metaltel on Shabbos, even though they're meant for melechus iser, chutz mi masar agadol, except for a large saw that they used to cut wood, to cut trees, v'yesled shemacharisha, and the blade of the plow. The that they plow the ground with, that's meant particularly just for Harisha, that even on a weekday you would never use it for anything else because you don't want it to get ruined. So it's Muktzah Machmas Chesron Kis, Rabbi Shimon is Moda, apparently that you're not allowed to be Metaltel, that which is Muktzah Machmas Chesron Kis. So good. So that's as far as Hilchos Muktzah is concerned. Now the final Mishnah is going to discuss three different topics: Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos, doing things to prevent Tumah to enter into a home, and Medida Shel Mitzvah on Shabbos. Those are the last three topics of the Masechta. So says the Mishnah: Mefirin Nedarim b'Shabbos. A husband could be made for his wife's Nedarim on Shabbos, or a father could be made for his daughter's Nedarim on Shabbos. Vinish Alun LeNedarim Shehein Lutzorech HaShabbos. And a Chacham could be Matir Nedarim on Shabbos when the Hatara is necessary for Shabbos. Meaning, for example, a person took a neder that they're not going to eat today. So Chacham could be shoal that neder so that they'll be able to eat since it is Shabbos and they're going to need it for Shabbos. But if it's Shalol Tzorech Shabbos, then you're not allowed to be shoal the Nedarim. What's the reason for the issue to be shoal Shalol Tzorech HaShabbos? So the Ran writes that it's a Tircha Shalol Tzorech. That's what the Levush says as well. That it's considered an excessive burden on a person to have to do such a thing. Prima Gadim writes from the Levush that the Yisra is because of Mitzvah Cheftzicha, that it's a violation of Mitzvah Cheftzicha, that you shouldn't be engaged in Cheftzicha outside, in your own business. So the Prima Gadim wonders, why is Hataras Nedarim included in Mitzvah Chavtzecha? You're not doing any malacha. Why is that Mitzvah? You're not doing any work, you're not doing any action, really. You're just saying words. So the Ran and Nedarim writes, another reason that we're not Nisha L'Chacham Shol L'Tzorach, because you have to be Shol L'Chacham or to Shlosha Adiotos, and therefore it looks like Din, and ain't done in B'Shabbos. It looks like you're going to Beis Din. So Prima Gadim says also that even by Nedarim, even though by Nedarim we say that L'Tzorach HaShabbos, you're allowed to be Shoel, even to Shlosha, not only to a Yachad Mumcha, and it's not near a Kedin, because you could be Matir Neder Mu'umad, and you could be Matir Neder B'Krovim, and you could be Matir Neder B'Lailam, and you're allowed to break all the normal rules of Din. But since it looks a little bit like Din, so we only allow it L'Tzorach HaShabbos. So apparently that's the reason, that you're not allowed to do it Shalom L'Tzorach, because it appears to be like Din. The Rebbe Kiveger on the Mishnayos just wonders, he asks on the Ran, that it's Mavur in the Gemara, that even a husband is not able to be made for Shalom L'Tzorach HaShabbos, unless he's not going to be able to be made for the next day. And by a husband, it definitely doesn't look like Din. It's just one person, it's the husband, it's a relative. It doesn't look like Din at all. It doesn't even resemble Din. But anyway, these are the different possibilities as to what the problem is of being made for a neder shalom l'tzorach HaShabbos. So that's halacha number one in the Mishnah. So again, you can be made for nedarim and Shabbos, and nishal and nedarim that are l'tzorach HaShabbos, but not shalom l'tzorach HaShabbos. Halacha number two, upokikin es hama'or. You're allowed to close up a window so that tuma will not be able to pass through that window into the house. Umodedin es hamatlis, and you're also allowed to measure the size of a cloth to see if it's 3x3 etzba'os, because only then is it mekabel tuma. Umodedin es hamikvah, you're also allowed to measure a mikvah to see if it has 40 sa'ah, if it's a kosher mikvah. Umaisi b'mei avashal Rabbi Tzadok, b'mei avashal ben Batnis, and there was a case in the days of the father of Rabbi Tzadok and the days of avashal ben Batnis, shepakvah kwesama'ar, where they closed up a window b'tafiach with a jug of made out of cheres, in order that tuma should not be able to enter into the house. Cheres is an ideal kli to use, because any other kli could become tame even from the reverse side of the kli. Cheres can only become tame from the inside. So if you put the outside of the kli, the back of the kli, facing the tuma is not going to be able to penetrate through the cheres. The kashra samakida, and they tied a plate made out of cheres, begemi, with a piece of reed, leida imyesh pagigas poseach tefach imlav, in order to be able to measure if there was a poseach tefach, an opening of a tefach in a jug. The Gemara will give the exact case that they had to measure for. Umidivreim lamanu, and from there we learn shapokin modin v'koshin b'shabbos, that you're allowed to close up a window in a temporary way, and you're allowed to do a medida, a measurement to be able to determine a mitzvah or a halacha, and you're allowed to tie a kesher sheinu shel kayama even l'chachila on Shabbos, because that's what they were doing. They were tying this. They were tying it with this reed. That's a kesher sheinu shel kayama. So when it comes to a kesher that's a maisu uman, that's shel kayama, we already learned that's for sure asur min haTorah. A kesher hedyot that's made for a short amount of time, you know, for one day or for a little bit of time, that's mutar l'chadchila. Everyone agrees. A kesher uman that's tied for not such a short time, but also not to leave there for very long, you're not chayiv, but it's asur midrabanan. So there are a number of ksharim that are subject to machlokas. A kesher hedyot that's bar kayama, according to Rashi, you're not allowed to tie minat Torah. According to the Rambam, is asur midrabanan. A kesher uman that's eno shel kayama, according to Rashi, is mutar lechadchila if you do it for a very short amount of time. And according to the Rambam, is asur midrabanan, and they were matil l'tzorach mitzvah. So when we say kesher sheno shel kayama, it's not like an automatic, that it's an automatic heter, but in this circumstance, for whatever reason, we're assuming that it's mutter even l'chadchila. So I mean, you have to, each rishon is going to have to read it in to whatever kesher he holds is mutter l'chadchila. So Rashi says, we're talking about a kesher she'enu shel kayama. And the Beis Meir brings a raya that Rashi in the Mishnah is teaching us that it's mutal l'chadchila to tie in Shabbos a kesher sheinu shel kayama. But he asks the kasha that it's a Mishnah mefreshes. We already had. We said kosher is yishav avteach chalukah. A woman could tie her shirt closed. And Rashi over there says that the reason she's allowed to do that is that it's kesher sheinu shel kayama. So what exactly is the Mishnah being mechadish over here? According to the Rambam, we're talking about a kesher kesher that's also midrabanan, and it's not just tam a kesher in shulkeim, it's automatically mutter. We're talking about the kind of kesher that will be also midrabanan. We're saying l'tzoruch mitzvah, it becomes mutter. So fundamental machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, exactly how to understand our Mishnah as far as this kosher of the gemi in order to stop the tumah from going through, or to measure where the tumah is going through. Is it a special het l'tzoruch mitzvah, or it's a type of kesher that never would have been problematic in the first place? So Yiboyalu, says the Gemara, going back to the issue of hafaras nedarim on Shabbos. Hafara, bein l'tzoruch, bein shelo l'tzoruch. Do we understand the Mishnah? When, you know, how did the Mishnah say? It said that mefirin nedarim is Shabbos. V'nishalin nedarim shein l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos. So there are two ways you can read that. You can read it, mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos, v'nishalin nedarim, and both of those, shein l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos, only if they're tzoruch ha-Shabbos. Or, mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos, no matter what. Oh, nishalin, that's only l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos. So yibayilu, hafara, bein l'tzoruch, bein shelo l'tzoruch. Are we saying that hafara is allowed, whether it's tzoruch ha-Shabbos or not? A husband could always be made for nidre ishto, since he only has the capacity to do so b'yom shamo, right? The Torah says in Bamidbar Perek Lamed, v'mafer yafero sam isha b'yom shamo. He only has that day, and the next day he's not going to be able to be matir them. So that's why the chum were mekel, that even if it's ein l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos, even if it's shelo l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos, he's allowed to do it. U'she'eila l'tzoruch in v'shelo l'tzoruch lo. It's only going to a chacham to be matir the nether, where that could be done tomorrow also. So that we're only going to allow it on Shabbos if it's l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos. U'mishum hachi kapal ginu me'adadi. And that's why the Mishnah put it in two separate sentences, that mefirin nedarim, and then separately nishal nedarim. Odilma hafara nami l'tzoruch in shelo l'tzoruch lo. Or maybe hafara also has this rule that you're only allowed to do it l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos. V'adu kapal glu me'adadi. The reason we separate them out in the Mishnah is mishum da hafara ein tzoruch beis din u'sheil tzricha beis din. That hafara does not require a beis din, but she'ela requires either a beis din or a chacham. So it requires a higher level of a person to go to. So tashmel, let's try to bring a raya to figure out whether a husband is allowed to be mefir shelo l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos. Tzitani zutei d'bei Rav Papa mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos. So you see beferish l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos in shelo l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos lo, that it's only permissible for a husband to be made for the nether when it's for the sake of Shabbos, but not when it's shelo l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos. Now the Gemara brings lishna achrina, another lashon where we raise the suffix. Yibayiluhu, the tonight that the Mishnah says that a taras nether has to be l'tzoruch atravayu katani, is that going on both of them, on hataras chacham and hafaras habal, v'shelo l'tzoruch lo, and shelo l'tzoruch even the husband is not allowed to be made for? So alma hafaras nedarim me'eis le'eis. That would imply, therefore, that hafaras nedarim is not so time limited. Meaning, if you're going to say that the husband is not even allowed to be made for a neder when it's shelo l'tzoruch hashab, that even a husband is not allowed to be made for a neder that shelo l'tzoruch hashabis, that seems to be presuming that the husband will be able to be made for the nether after Shabbos. So you're therefore saying that when the Torah says b'yom shamo, that the husband only has the ability to be made for the nether on the day that he heard about it, that means 24 hours from when he heard about it. So he's always going to have until after Shabbos. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Ki katani l'tzorech ha-she'elu d'katani. When it says l'tzorech, that's only going on she'ela. Aval ha-faris nedarim afilu shelo l'tzorech. But ha-faris nedarim could even be shelo l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. The husband's always going to be allowed to be made for Shabbos. Alma, so we going a little bit further in terms of what that means, ha-faris nedarim kalayom, that means that b'yom shamo means he only has the rest of that day. And that's why it's so important that the husband would even be allowed to be made for a neder that's shelo l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. So whereas the first version of the suffix was just a simple suffix. Oh, is the husband allowed to be made for another shelo l'tzoruch? This version of the suffix says, and that tells us something about all of Hilchos Hafaras Nedarim. When the husband is made for a neder, how long does he have to do it? If he has a full 24 hours, that would therefore mean that he would not be allowed to do it shelo l'tzoruch ha-Shabbos, because there's no reason to do it on Shabbos. But if he has only until the end of the day, then I understand that the husband's rule is going to be different than going to a chacha or going to a base. And the Ramban points out that it could be that there is a necessity for the husband to do it on Shabbos, even if he does have 24 hours, because maybe he heard about the neder at Bein HaShemashos B'Knisas HaShabbos, when Shabbos is beginning, so he needs to do it on Shabbos, and once Shabbos is over, it's going to be too late. So the Ramban writes that it could be that in such a case, Ein Achidami, he'd be able to be made for on Shabbos, or it could be that since Rov Nedarim, you'd be able to be made for on Motzai Shabbos, because usually B'Yom Shemo, you get 24 hours. Usually it's not at Bein HaShemeshos, so they asked to be made for all in the Dorm on Shabbos that are not Letzorach HaShabbos. Okay, so you'd have to plug that case in and figure out one teretz of the Ramban or the other. So Tashma says, Mar, I'll bring you a raya, the Tanya of Zutit, Ber of Papi, Mefirin Nadarm B'Shabbos Letzorach HaShabbos. That a husband could be made for his wife's Nadarm on Shabbos when it's Letzorach HaShabbos. Letzorach HaShabbos is Shlo Letzorach HaShabbos Lo. Only when it's for the need of Shabbos, but not when it's unnecessary for Shabbos. Alma, Hafaris Nadarm Meisleis, and therefore that tells us about Hafaris Nadarm in general, that the husband has 24 hours within which he could be made for the nether. Amar of Ashi va'anan t'nan, but we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Nedarim, Hafaras Nedarim kol layom, that Hafaras Nedarim is until nightfall, v'yesh b'davar l'hakul l'hachmir, and that involves both a kula and a chumra. Ketzad, how is it a kula? Nadra leile Shabbos. If a woman took a nether on Friday night, and her husband heard about it, mefer leile Shabbos v'yom ha-Shabbos at shetechshach, so then he's got the whole rest of Shabbos until Motzai Shabbos to be mefer. How's that a chumrah? Nadra im chashecha. If she takes a neder right before Shabbos ends, so mefer at shalotechshach, he only has like a minute to be, he only has a few minutes to be mefer till Shabbos ends. Shemlo efer mishchashecha, sayin yach la'afer. If he doesn't take advantage of that opportunity right then, he's not going to be able to be mefer. So you see that this is a stira to the brisa that Rav Zutti said, that Yom Shamo means me'es la'es. Here the brisa is explicit, and when we say that it's not to be machmir or mekel over the 24-hour thing, because even the tzad lahakel only gets you a maximum of 24 hours. It means that sometimes you'll have a longer period of time and sometimes you'll have a shorter period of time. But the point is that here you have a Mishnah, Maseches Nedarim, that goes against the Tani Rav Zutti Deberav Papi, who said that that you get me'es la'es. This is very clear that you do not get me'es la'es. So says Gemara Tanai, yeah, it's a machlokas Tanai, it's not a steer. Titania, Hafaras Nedarim Kala Yom, to a husband to be made for Nedar, he has all day. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi 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 Shimon Amru, Me'es Leis. He has better than all day. He has a 24-hour day to within which to be made for a Nedar. V'nishalim l'nedarim. So we said he could be shown by a Chacham, so on Shabbos. So you buy a Lehu. That heter to be Matan Nedarim by a Chacham, Kishalo Ayelo Penai, Odima Filo Ayelo Penai. Is that only because if you didn't have time on Erev Shabbos to take care of it before Shabbos? Or even if you did have time to take care of it before Shabbos, you just didn't. So Tashma says, "Where does the Kikulei Rabbanan Rav Zutra Breid Rav Zera that the Rabban made themselves available to Rav Zutra Breid Rav Zera v'sharulei nidre and they were matters neder v'yafakav davle penai even though we could have done it on erev Shabbos." So we see that you're allowed to go to a chacham or a beis din to be matir neder on Shabbos even if it could have been done on erev Shabbos. Again, provided that it's letzorach Shabbos, as long as it's letzorach Shabbos, you can take care of such a neder on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah said, Shapakukwas ma'ar betafiach, that they closed off a window with a piece of pottery, the kashras ha'makeda begemi, and they tied a klish al cheres with a gemi, with a reed. So Amar Avida Marav, hilketi ketana haisa, there was this small path, bein shnei batim, between two different houses, v'tumo haisa sham, and there was a dead body in that path, v'gigis duka munachas al gaban, and there was a cracked klicheres over the walls of the houses that was being ma'ahil over the path, and the dead body was under that gigis that had a crack in it. So the chash is that if the crack in the gigis was less than a tefach, so the tumah would not be able to escape through it and go straight up to the sky, right? It wouldn't just go straight up bokas v'olad the rakia, and instead that would form an ohel, and the tumah would go through the windows into the houses on the side of the alley. So upakwas ma'ar b'tafiach. So before the person died, they had closed up on Shabbos. They had closed up the windows with a klicheres, with the back of the klicheres facing outward, so that the klicheres would stop any tumah from entering into the house. So it became a chatzitza, blocked the tumah from entering into the house. And v'kashrus ha'makeda, and then they wanted to measure the size of the crack in the gigas anyway to find out if the tumah went straight up or was actually stopped by that gigas, by that roof. So they took a klicheres that was exactly a tefach, and they tied it begemi. They tied it with a reed, which is a meichel behema. So minastam, they it wasn't meant to be left there forever. It was only a temporary knot. So that's why they did it. And a gemi also will become undone when it dries out. So it makes a definitive kesher sheino shel kayama. It's the type of thing you would never leave there for 24 hours. It's the type of thing that that will naturally dry out and will become undone. So, but they needed it temporarily leida im yeshem bagigas posayach tefach, so that you can know if there the crack is a posayach tefach, because if this small kli is able to fit into that crack, then it's a posayach tefach, and then you know that the tumah is olda ad l'rakia, and then you could remove the klei cheres from the windows because the tumah is not going to get through the windows anyways. Imlav, or if the makida is not does not get fit through that crack, then you see that it's less than a tefach, and that you in fact do have an ohel, and it's a good thing you closed up the windows before the guy died, because otherwise the tumah would have entered in through those windows. Umidvareim lamanu shapokin modin v'koshim b'Shabbos, and we see from here that you're allowed to do all these things on Shabbos. You're allowed to plug a window and do a measuring and do a tying a knot that's einu shel kayama. All this on Shabbos. So ula itle berish kalusa chazel Rabbi Rav Huna to Yosef ba'avana demaya. He saw that Rabbi Rav Huna was in a pool of water. V'kamashachle, and he was measuring the water. Samar leis ula sitaraba emer dami rabbanan medidat mitzvah. The rabbanan say that you're allowed to measure on Shabbos, and it's a medidat mitzvah. The lav mitzvah miyomer. You're allowed to just stop measure. Samar leis misasik ba'almanah. He says, I'm just messing around. It's not really an important medida, and since you don't really need to know the measurement, that's not really going to be a problem. The Marsha points out, Misasik over here means different than it means throughout all of Shas. Misasik b'davar amutar v'al b'yado davar isur is normal Misasik, like you intend to be chotech that which is talush, and you're chotech that which is mechuber. Over here it means, I'm not really, I don't mean anything by it. I'm not intending to measure anything real. I'm just, it's just like a nervous habit or something, that there's no tzorech whatsoever. So that's misasik, and that in such medida would be mutter. Hadalach mishaach shech slikla misach Shabbos. Mazel of everyone on the Zoom and everyone here for finishing misach Shabbos. Hashem, Erevin Daf Beis tomorrow.